CEO of Top Practices, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to this recording, The Power of the Mastermind. Top Practices started in 2007 because I was aware that doctors needed a lot of help with their marketing and their businesses. We had a simple idea, and that was quality coaching combined with the right support for our members would create significant results for them. Well, since then, hundreds of members in the last decade have had hundreds and hundreds of stories of the kinds of successes that they've had utilizing the systems, the support, and the people of Top Practices. So let me just tell you a little bit about it quickly. Top Practices is a company designed to coach and to guide you and your staff to become an effective, happy, profitable medical practice and have little or no stress on a day-to-day and a week-to-week basis. I believe we're an essential company now because the complexity of marketing a medical practice and managing that practice is really increasing every single day, exponentially. People are tired of working nights and weekends with virtually no end in sight, at least as far as they can see. They're tired of worrying about their future. They're tired about worrying about the future of private practice. Lots of people inside medicine will tell you it's bad. Very few are telling you what works. And believe me, there is a lot that works. That's what Top Practices is all about. That's what Top Practices is. It's a widespread network of members who share outstanding ideas, strategies, and tools, learning from each other month after month after month. And actually participating in Top Practices is simple. You simply join the Mastermind group, and I'll give you some more on that in just a moment. But first, here are just several examples of some of our members and how they describe, in their own words, the impact that working with Top Practices has had on them.
I get association with other successful individuals that are working in the same fields that I am. So I can actually get their insights and their experience and learn from their mistakes and their successes.
The networking opportunities and the support I've received from the Top Practices staff and from other Top Practices members has helped push me to grow and develop the practice that I wanted.
The best thing about being a Top Practices member is the accountability that it provides for me. Having a set call every month, having the different opportunities to network with other practices as we're trying to build our little empire in Central Illinois has been great. We were looking for a group that we could use to help benchmark our practice and learn other top practices. We joined because this was a group that we found both.
And it's not just the information that you learn, like how to run your business, this I, this T, this kind of thing. It's that you have a fellowship. You know, you have a fellowship of other doctors that you can go to and you can talk to about your problems, and you don't feel alone anymore.
So the growth has been phenomenal.
Our first year, the growth was exponential. We have tripled our practice's revenue in the last 2 years.
Since joining Top Practices, I've had astounding growth to my practice, largely because of the marketing strategies that REM discusses and implements with us.
Top Practices has changed every facet of our practice. At the time, I had one full-time office and one part-time office, and I had one doctor working with me. My practice has grown now, and I have 10 offices and 10 doctors working with me. We are one of the largest practices in Central Indiana and continue to grow.
My practice is a whole different practice.
I definitely enjoy my practice, my staff, my life a lot more.
So you see, this is the power of the mastermind. Now, the great Napoleon Hill, in his classic book, Think and Grow Rich, coined the term the mastermind. And what he meant there was that every single one of us has experience, intelligence, creativity, and ideas. But when we get together and we share all of that with each other, something greater is created, and he calls that the mastermind. That is the network of top practices. And the fact is, I will tell you this, I know this now to be so true. You cannot do this by yourself. Your staff doesn't know how to help you. It's not their fault. They just don't know. They were never trained. You've had no training in business, in marketing, or management, and yet your future depends on your not only being able to do this, but to do this well. And it's not just doctors. It's all professionals. In fact, really, it's all businesses. What I'd like to do now is take a few moments and actually let you listen in. We're going to eavesdrop on some of the recent mastermind calls within the last year where a few of our members are sharing some great ideas. So not only are you going to get a few really awesome ideas just by listening to this CD, but you're also going to be getting an example, an insight into how this is something that could become part of your professional life every single month of the year. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to tonight's Mastermind Call. This is Rem Jackson, and this is the Mastermind Call for February 23rd, 2016. And I call this one tonight Idea Fest because it's just a bunch of ideas from a number of folks in top practices that have agreed to come online and just share some great stuff with you. It actually is my favorite kind of call. I've got Jill Aka, the marketing director for Celeste Borchers in Texas. And this is, again, just one of those things, you know, I end up talking to people, we're on coaching calls, I jot this stuff down and then come back later and say, hey, would you be willing to share some information? And I'm going to start with Jill tonight. And the first thing, Jill, I want to talk to you about two things tonight. The first one is you can let folks know you haven't been on the job that long. Well, actually, we'll talk about that in a minute. You've got something great to share, and it involves the M&M prescription bottle. So why don't I just turn it over to you and let everybody know you hunted down a real deal. So would you share that with everybody?
Perfect. Thanks, Rem. Hi, everyone. And honestly, Celeste and I are, we'll use the term frugal. Neither of us like to be able to spend money unless it's for something fun. Knowing that every time I turn the key on my truck to be able to go and visit offices that it costs her money, I want my efforts to make her as much money as possible. When we were taking a look at putting together and following the steps to be able to put together doing the M&M bottles, we took a look and thought, you know, maybe there's somewhere else that we can find some better pricing. Not that it wasn't good pricing to start with, but sometimes a little bit of effort can get you a little better deal. And we actually did find one. It's a website called www.shopmedvetvet.com, and it's 310 amber-colored plastic bottles, childproof caps, just the same as you would have received through the link that y'all have had on the Top Practices Marketing site. But to be able to have these 310, you're looking at $46.04 total, shipping tax included. And that was a better deal. So at the last time that we had had a coaching call with Rem, he said, hey, you know, how did everything start going with taking in the M&M prescriptions? And we mentioned the pricing that we found, and he invited us to be able to talk about it, which, you know, thank you very much for the opportunity. And I guess we can have that information on the website after the call. Is that correct, Rem?
Yeah, I'm going to have Cassie put a document in there for M&Ms. We're going to put it right by this phone call in the mastermind, and we're also going to stick it in the referral section where we actually have pictures and show things so everybody can get this new reference. But I'll tell everybody again, it's www, and it's the word shop, S-H-O-P, the word med, M-E-D, the word vet, V-E-T.com. And then you look down the left, you'll see categories. Click on prescription bottles, and that's where if you scroll, you'll see the amber-colored ones. There's blue ones, all kinds of things, but those amber-colored ones are what we use, and they are, that's just an awesome price for those. Thank you very much. I really appreciate sharing that. I mean, it was a lot less. I went back and looked at the 3D mail results, and it's significantly cheaper. So,
and that's what surprised us. We took a look at it and thought, okay, there's got to be a catch. There's going to be some strange thing when we receive the shipment. And when it came in, it was exactly as described. They actually gave another 15 or 20 piece bag full of just pop top lids if you wanted to use a couple of those at different offices when you're dropping those off instead of the childproof ones as well.
Oh, well, okay, cool. Good. Yeah, those are easier than childproof. Mm-hmm. I'm usually rather defeated by those. So, okay, perfect. I don't want you to go into too much detail, but we had a call this month, and it's interesting because I asked Jerry on the call after we had our call and before, you know, I got the notes from you guys, but maybe just, you know, give a little perspective. I mean, when did you start and, you know, how's it going? You had some concerns, and then why don't you tell everybody the punchline?
Well, I started working with Dr. Borchers the week before Thanksgiving, actually last year. I was actually a patient of hers. So her theory was who better to be able to let other people know that she would be great for not only their patients but their family members to be able to treat them than someone who she's fixed. So I started doing this, and it's on a part-time 20 hours a week basis. And in that time between that week before Thanksgiving to last week, gone to about 350 offices within the South Texas area. My frustration became each week I'd come in and ask the girls at the desk and say, okay, did we get any different referrals? And they looked at me and had the sad look, and they didn't have any. We had our normal referrals, but none of the new ones, and I became frustrated because I thought, I've visited 350 people. Either they don't like me or or I'm not doing something right. And if I'm not doing something right, then what is it different that I need to be doing? You know, am I not giving enough information on the fact sheet? Do I not smile enough when I walk in? What's not clicking when I walk in? And during our call, you had told me, you know, you're going to look at about 3 to 4 times to visit these offices, and being able to put them in the A, B, C, and D categories, work them as such, and you're going to see about 10% of those offices that you reach overall will come as referrals. And you told me just to be patient. Later that afternoon, I received a text from Dr. Borchers, and smiley faces all over the entire text line, and it said, hey, we have 14 new patient referrals today, 7 of them from one office. All of them are brand new. It's working. So I prefer to think that our conversation that we had with you was the cosmic turning point, and it's working great, and it frustrated me because I would rather make sure that Dr. Borchers can see that my efforts are working, and to me, making sure the efforts are working means that she has new patients that are coming in the door.
Well, Jill, thanks for sharing that story, because people need to hear this. They need to hear that it takes time and it takes patience. But what I told you were two things, if you recall. One was, you're going to be fine. Because after having talked to you and talked about how you're going about this, it's highly unlikely that it was you, because you're one of those people that are really suited for this really well. And you care,
well,
and you're doing all that
stuff. Well, let's describe me as, she made the point, I've never met a stranger. So when I told her, you know, I've never done anything like this before, and she said, no, you don't know strangers. You've never met one. It's not a problem. You'll be fine. So
it's true. It's absolutely true. And the other point was that you had such a high number. See, a lot of times people say, I'm not getting much traction with my shoe leather program. And I'll say, well, how many have you seen? And they say, well, I've seen 30 or, you know, or 15. I'm going back and seeing 15. You know, the point is, 1 out of 10, 10% are going to turn into referral sources. And by the way, that's over time. That's not right away either. It takes time. You know, I told the story about it took a while before Diane agreed to marry me. If the day I met her, I'd asked her to marry me, she would have thought I was creepy, and I would have been. So you're dating these people. It's taking time. And 9 out of 10 are not going to care. It's that one other one that happens. What I can't promise is that 5 hours after I talk to you that the entire thing will explode like it did. That was particularly fun for me, I have to tell you, when I heard that. But so, Jill, I guess if you have any advice for folks, it's just, what would you say?
Just continue to have faith in yourself. It's not easy to walk into someone's office. You've never met them. You've probably never even, you know, gone to their office for your own personal needs or even known that they existed as you drive by. But every time you drive along whatever road, doesn't matter. Always keep the M&M bottles in the vehicle. Always keep fact sheets with you. Always keep business cards. Stop. You know, go in for the whole 2 minutes that it may take for you to be able to make that connection with someone. Make those connections in elevators and anywhere, doesn't matter, because it could be that one person that you introduce the business to that then becomes the windfall of people walking through the door, and then you have, you know, 14 referrals in one day, and you get to do the happy dance when you get the phone call from your doctor that everything is turning the tide and that your efforts are coming in and rewarding.
Well, I think that's outstanding. So, Jill, first of all, thank you so much for sharing the resource. As I said, we'll get that URL up on the website tomorrow. But thank you for that, and thanks for sharing your story because you're new, and it's just great that you're willing to do that, and people need to hear it. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
My next guest is Dr. Michael Helms from Indiana. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hi, Ram. Doing well.
Been a pretty good call so far, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been interesting. Hey, I'm ready to go out and buy some regular and sugar-free Tootsie Rolls. That would be a great idea.
I know. I got hungry at the very least. That's right. Well, good. So anyway, I was on a coaching call with Michael, and we were talking about early time management, and he shared with me what he's done with his schedule and the results that he's had from it. So I'm not going to slow you down. I'm going to turn the floor over to you now, Michael. So go ahead, please.
Well, I'll start out by saying that for a long time, I knew I needed to come up with more time for rainmaking, and it was a difficult transition for me. I have a really busy, high-volume practice, and my PBV is high, and my fear was, and my anxiety was, if I was cutting back to put more time into rainmaking, that it wouldn't make up for the loss of patients that I would end up seeing. So I struggled for a long time, and I finally, last fall, blocked out. I was seeing patients for half a day on Friday mornings before going to surgery, and I finally blocked out Friday mornings. And it has, for starters, just made my life much less stressful having that time. But I was prepared to see a pretty significant drop, knocking out that half day, in both total patients, new patients, and volume. And even though I have other people in the practice that would be able to take it over, I still was fearful that if I wasn't doing it, the practice was going to suffer. But lo and behold, I've done that now for several months. And as I look back at the first 6 months of this year, yes, my total patient visits are down, but my new patient visits are actually up slightly from the same period from 2015. And my part of the practice income is also up compared to 2015, which all three of those things are shocking to me because I thought I was as busy as I could possibly be. I cut out a half a day, and I'm devoting that to working on the practice, making the practice better, and it's worked amazingly well.
See, what I love about that is everybody's scared to give this a try. I mean, you were worried about it. What was it that gave you the final impetus to actually just go ahead and do it?
You know, joining Top Practices helped me see that I had to start devoting more time to it. Just feeling too stressed on my weekends because I was having to do too much on the weekends, and I just had to get that time break. And again, it's just worked out remarkably well. It's worked out so well that now I'm starting to plan, okay, I still need more time. You know, what's my next block of time? I'm going to stop seeing patients, hand it over to the others in the practice so that I can focus more on growth activities.
Well, I appreciate you sharing it because, I mean, the thing I will tell everybody is you can't set your rainmaker time. And that's the time when you're working on your goals. You're working on your marketing. You're working on your strategy. You're working on getting ready for the summit. Whatever it is that you're working on that's not taking care of your chart and the work you have to do, but it's the working on the practice part and building the practice the way you want it. If you say you're going to do it in the evenings, it never comes because you get home and it's the last thing you want to do, and it will always be the first thing you put off. It's a slight-edged thing, easy to do, easy not to do. Go ahead.
And that's exactly right, Ram, because you know, by the time I got to things I had to do, both for the office that I felt I had to get done before I could start the next day, and family obligations, social activities, the rainmaking activities, the practice growth strategies, they always got shoved aside. And you're going to end up paying the price for that in the long run if you don't schedule it in.
That's exactly right. And you can't do it on the weekends either, because your family has very different opinions about what you're doing on the weekends, and you don't feel like it. There's very, you know, smart people will say, do these kinds of activities, these creative activities, when you're sharp and at your best, not, I mean, when you're tired and worn out. I mean, you have an X amount of energy in the course of a day, and it drains parts of it. You can gain energy too, but you use a lot of your stores every day. And by the time you're in the afternoon, most of us are, you know, we're digesting lunch or whatever. We're not sharp. We're not ready. If you say you're going to do it on the weekend, you don't do it. I mean, you just keep lying to yourself over and over. It's going to happen, and it doesn't. And so by booking it like you did, you chose Friday mornings. You're sharp. You're interested. You're ready. You're engaged. And the promise that I'll make to everybody, like I always have, is if you do this, you will not see your revenues decrease. You will see your practice grow. You know, Peter Wishney, who is, you know, one of the best managers, entrepreneurs that I know, years and years ago, when he was a single practitioner, took Wednesdays and booked them for his rainmaking day. That's when he was one doctor. He took an entire day. And I know most folks think that's extreme. Okay. Especially with one doctor, but he did it, and his practice grew and grew and grew and grew. So, you know, even in the 12-week year, they talk about the minimum amount that you can work on these things a week is 3 hours. You get a three-hour block that's really blocked, and you have your internet shut off, you have your emails not blasting, your phone's not ringing. You really do, you know, go in the bunker, like Gary Keller says in The One Thing. You know, you need to go in the bunker, get provisions. I mean, the most you want to do is, like, have to go jump out of the bathroom. Don't go finding your coffee. Be ready to go and set and focused. And then even set, you know, what am I doing in the first hour? What am I going to get accomplished in the second hour? And really drive yourself that way. Again, like you just said, Michael, remarkable things can happen, right?
Oh, yeah. As I said, it's encouraged me. Now I'm just looking at my schedule, finding how am I going to block some more time, because I've proven to myself that it's probably more of a risk not to do it.
That's what I think.
Than to continue along my same old path.
See, that's so funny, because, you know, we were just talking about the fact that everybody that's doing Google AdWords, the only thing they're doing is increasing their budget because it works. And see, now here you are, you did this, you budgeted your 3 hours, now you're like, I want more. I got to increase my budget of Rainmaker time because you see the results. I mean, it's just like with exercise. You know, once you really get into it, you don't want to stop because you know how it makes you feel and what it does. So, well, thank you so much for sharing that, because that needs to be heard again and again. And anyone else that's had that experience, please let me know, because when we were talking about it, and you know, you told me, you said, you know, this is I got to say, one of the best things I did was this. And so thanks for sharing it.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure, Rem. Thanks for all you do for us.
Well, you're welcome. And it's my passion and it's my mission. So thank you very much for that. Now we're going to come in on the tail end of a call with Jerry Green, who is the marketer from Dr. Scott Shulman's office in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Jerry, I got to say thanks, buddy. I just think this is something that's obvious but not obvious. It's just a gigantic untapped resource, because I'm sure most of us don't have our staff do it in that way, and probably most of us, many of the folks that are listening, you know, aren't engaged with their own social media themselves even. And if you're not, let's say you've got, like, the virtual marketing director is doing it for you, you should be sharing, you should be passing, you should be doing all of that Jerry's talking about yourself, because, again, you know, the circles just get bigger and bigger and bigger to where you get up to some pretty doggone large numbers whenever you look at it this way. And, again, it's free. You know, if somebody made you pay for access to all of these people surrounding your office, you know, you would probably be very motivated and want to pay for it. And it turns out that, you know, all it takes is some imagination and some effort and time. So big stuff. Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah, and Ram, one last thing I'll say again. Not everybody starts out big, and we did not. We really did. Dr. Shulman had a dream. He didn't realize what he got when he got me, and the two of us together and the team of the marketing people that I didn't have, that I do have now, I respect more than anything. From 1.5 offices to soon to be in April 11, anybody can do it. If that's what you really want, it can happen. It's not easy, but it can happen. And I'm not being a BS here. Listen to your calls with Rem. Get involved. do what you're supposed to do, and it will work.
From your mouth to God's ears, and thank you, Jerry. Bless you very much for saying that. I appreciate it so much. All right, I'm moving along. Keith. So I get this great email from Keith, and he just says, hey, by the way, I got to tell you about this. And then oh, there's something else that was really good. So this is in the world of bonuses now with your staff, so staff motivation. So Keith, take it away.
So I just started my practice. We're coming up on the two-year mark on Thursday, and so it's been really exciting getting everything built up. And we started with just myself, a cloud-based EMR, and renting one treatment room from a primary care doctor to now having a staff of four full-time employees and a part-time marketer. So it's been really great to be able to build the culture and establish this team. And one of the things I've always been big on is incentive bonusing as a way to supplement the staff's salary. And so I love the breakdown that you have on the website already. And so I took that and kind of manipulated that a little bit to include a new patient goal for every month for which each employee can get a bonus if we set a mark based on what we are expecting to hit. And if we hit that mark or go above, every employee gets $50 on their next paycheck. For the second level is for total patients. And so we set a goal. And if we meet or exceed that, depending on how much we exceed that, every staff member can get either $50 or $100 on their next check. And then the last one, which is the one that I really enjoy, is the five-star review incentive. So what we basically said is we sat down with the staff and we said, you know, between all of the websites, whether it's Facebook or Google or Yelp or HealthGrades, RateMDs, between those, we expect to get at least one five-star review every month. And everyone on the call knows how hard it is to actually get the patients to go and write a review. And so what we wanted to do was find a way to incentivize our staff at every level of the visit to have this at the back of their mind so they're participating and helping the practice achieve this goal of getting our message out there that we provide good service. And so we set a goal. We say every month we should get at least one five-star review just because we're wonderful and that's what we do. And then anything above that, we get bonus for. So if there's between 2 to 4 five-star reviews between all those sites, every employee gets a $50 bonus. And if we hit 5 or more, everyone gets $100 for that month. And it's been really fantastic to see how everyone catches on. And it's amazing. Sometimes we get into the monotony of work and life, and we tend to forget these things. And so there's been a couple months where my office manager has kind of given the cattle prod to the team. And it's amazing how just, you know, mentioning this at one staff meeting within a week, you can get 4 or 5. And once you get the employees engaged, not just at the front desk or at the checkout, but the MAs and the physician as well.
And that's awesome. So you're getting, your goal is 2 to 4, and you're getting that at least every month. Have you got over 5?
Yeah, we've had a couple months where we've had over 5. So we had over 5 last month. So,
well, first of all, that's awesome. Just the idea of people are always like, you know, there's the 4, you know, bonus areas that that are in the plan that, you know, Scott Shulman, Jerry works for, originally cooked up after he listened to Peter's. And then Peter liked Scott so much, he dumped his and did Scott's. But I love this idea of adding it into this, you know, we expect it because we assume we're going to get one, but we want to get more. And so my question is, now, what is your staff doing there? Because, you know, I'll tell folks, in the library, there's a section called How to Get Reviews and Testimonials, and there's my scripts are in there, the whole plan and everything. But what are you guys doing, Keith, to make this happen? What are they actually, you know, specifically, do you know what they're doing?
Yeah, so in each treatment room, we have just a framed, basically an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper that will have different seasonal themes with the logos from LinkedIn or Facebook and whatnot. And so at least in the treatment room, it's saying, you know, go online and like us or visit our Facebook page. But we also have these half-page handout sheets that we'll give to patients, especially if it's a patient that we're discharging because they got better, or just if the staff or the checkout employee, if they know that a patient is, if they like us and they had a good experience, And that half-page sheet is broken down into two sections that has specific links to our social media review sites. And on the top part of that are links to our Google, our Yelp, any social media that requires a login, because that can be a barrier for some patients if they don't have a Gmail account, for example. Chances of them going up and signing up for Google just to leave a review are pretty slim. And then the lower half is we have two links for health grades and RateMDs, which are two sites that do not require a login. And so we get some patients, and we've actually seen it fairly spread out amongst all those sites, where right now we're averaging about somewhere between 13 and 16 reviews, but it's been each site has gone up at about the same pace. So people are spreading these reviews out amongst the different sites.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool. And Jerry just asked me, who's talking? And this is Keith McSpadden in the North Austin area. Dr. Keith McSpadden, McSpadden. So you can go look him up. I did. I was Googling you while you're talking about it. And, you know, you got, you know, six Google reviews, 4.8. And that's just before I even bumped into anything. So, yeah, across the board, when I'm looking at you, just scrolling down through your what's actually listed there, this is all very much the case. So that's great, Keith. Can you send me your samples of your half page and your full page? We'll put those up there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and one of the things, too, is since being in this area, it's a very tech-savvy area. This was something that I saw a significant impact, and even today I had a new primary care doctor that came into our office with one of the hospital marketers, just a short meet and greet. And I tell everyone I run into just the impact that these reviews have had, you know, with the Google reviews. Once you hit five reviews, now you get those stars after your name on those listings. And I would say we probably get at least a third of our new patients just from the internet searches. And that probably has more to do with the reviews that show up when they're typing in foot doctor than it does anything else.
You know, it's interesting, Keith. I've heard that. I got another doctor, Payman Allison, and I were talking. He's out in Arizona, and he, you know, he was telling me that it's just, you know, they're swimming in new patients, and it's the reviews. I mean, he's got the same kind of a pattern that you do, though. Your Yelp is in much, what was that? No, I was on, yeah, your Yelp is in much better health. Do you pay them any kind of hostage money, or is that just coming in organically?
No, I did initially a couple years ago, and I wish I never would have. It did me no good.
Yeah, see, because you've got, my gosh, you got 11, and there are 10 5-stars and one star. She doesn't like you, and I didn't actually read what the deal was. But again, that doesn't matter, because that just reinforces all the other 5-stars. She says she went to you because you got such fabulous reviews. So, you know, we look at that and say she's having a bad day. But you were going to say?
Yeah, well, and it's all preemptive planning and knowing that eventually you're going to get that patient that just didn't click with you or had a bad experience or is having a bad day. And it may be more about them than it is about your practice. But we know sooner or later it's going to come. And so that's where you have to preemptively drown those out, knowing every so often they're going to come.
Yeah, I can't overstate to everybody on this call the essential, incredible importance of your reviews across all of these different platforms.
How about all of those great ideas? And really, that is the tip of the iceberg. But I need to tell you that being a Top Practices member only begins with this network of doctors who are focused on what they can do and not on what's being done to them. There's much, much more that is the entire Top Practices experience. First of all, there's the Top Practices marketing system. I coined the phrase, the four pillars of marketing, in 2008. And those pillars are internet, referral, internal, and external marketing. That's because patients can only come to you from one of four places, either the internet or medical and non-medical referral sources around your practice, your own list, that database of people that know you, like you, and trust you, or the kinds of things you might do out into the community, which really we used to call advertising. That has changed dramatically in terms of what works and what no longer works. In addition to all of that, we have mindset training for you, which I call CEO training. You need to know how successful people operate. And nowhere in your medical training, nowhere in your schooling for most of you, did you ever get that kind of insight, help, and support. That is part of the Top Practices experience. Every month we have a specific coaching call devoted to just helping you be a better business owner and a more successful individual. And we incorporate our concept of marketing, which is called information marketing, which basically is defined as this. Actually, no one cares about you or your credentials. Not that those don't matter and they're not important, but they're really concerned about is what problems and concerns and worries that they have that are keeping them up at night, and can you help them? Information-based marketing isn't pushy. It isn't salesy. It is simply education. And we take that concept and turn traditional marketing 180 degrees and really do what Robert Collier called entering the conversation of the minds of the people that you want to attract, what's already going on in their minds. Next, in Top Practices, you have access to the Top Practices website library, which I often joke is the greatest repository of medical marketing information in the world. And you know, it's true. There is an enormous amount of information inside the Top Practices library that's searchable, that gives you 24/7 answers to the questions that you have. Anytime you need it, that information is in there. And finally, when you're a member of Top Practices, you have access to our turnkey state-of-the-art services, and they're rather extensive. Number one, we have a team that we call our virtual marketing directors. This is a highly trained team of marketers that work for us, that know exactly how to get it done, know exactly how to work inside each of those pillars. And when we do the work for you, as an agency would do for you, that is, in this case, specifically focused and knows what you need, you don't have to worry about anything. Managing your website, your social media, videos, print materials, putting together really successful Google AdWord campaigns, Facebook AdWord campaigns, local search experts that know exactly what needs to be done to optimize your local search. We get it all done quickly and correctly, and we keep it fresh and working every single week. That's a service that you have access to because you're a Top Practices member. Along with that, you get analytics and reports. We give you everything so you don't have to wonder. You have peace in mind that your marketing is being accurately, efficiently, and correctly done. In addition to that, we have publishing. We don't just tell you that you need information and books and campaigns to help convert prospective patients into patients. It's all done for you. We take care of it. We make it happen. We publish newsletters. We have mindset tools that you can review on a regular basis to make sure you really do know what you're doing. We can help anyone on your staff that needs to know how to write copy with our copywriting workshop. And then finally, we have a national summit once a year. The best practices in the country get together. This is, for many of our members, the most important do not miss meeting every single year. People have been coming to the Top Practices Summit 10 years in a row. In fact, I will tell you, we have a large group of members in Top Practices that have been with us for 10 years. Most people stay for multiple years, but when you join Top Practices, there's no contracts, there's no commitment. You can simply decide to join, and at any time you can leave if it's not working for you. We earn your business every single week. Finally, we also have the Practice Management Institute, which is led by Dr. Peter Wishney and Tina Del Buono. That's a 24/7 curriculum and training program with live access to these coaches and a lot of other experts that enable you and your staff to fix your headaches and build out your management systems all at the same time while you and your busy staff keep right on working. It's an innovative concept that we're very proud of that's having enormous results, and you can learn more about that at Top Practices as well. We've discovered that there is truly a specific type of individual who really does have the most success here at Top Practices. And it has nothing to do with whether you're an urban practice, rural, or where in the country you are, regardless of how frustrated you might be with your state or your local area. Top Practices members are really succeeding in all markets, even tough markets with big challenges economically, even in places where the structure of the medical community and the hospitals can be extremely challenging. Fact is, it has everything to do with your mindset. The people that succeed in Top Practices are open-minded, and they're willing to put in the time and the investment to make the changes that they need to literally turn their ships around. They're positive, and they can see opportunities. I would say their glass is half full. While others around them are predicting, you know, the end of medicine constantly, they're trying to say, look, this is my chosen career. I want to make this work, and I can. And I will tell you now, you can. See, they're willing to dial in and listen to these coaching calls, access the information, work with our experts, read the recommended materials. They are interested in learning how other successful people do it. There is a formula for success in practice and in life, and they want to know what it is. And they meet with their coaches and their virtual marketing directors, and they work with us to refine and improve their marketing. And finally, they're willing to build their practices strength over time. I will tell you this, there is no silver bullet fix. It's a mix of strategies and efforts that makes the happiness, profitability, and success come. So here's the thing. If that's you, then the Top Practices Mastermind Group might just be for you. Ask yourself, are you happy with your practice as it is today? Or could it improve? Do you know how to do that yourself? And finally, would you engage in a process to truly change your practice and your life? If so, then I recommend that you join us. As I said, there's really no risk to you. You can leave at any time if it turns out that this isn't for you. My guess is you'll probably want to stay for a very long time. So there's several ways you can join. Simply fax in the form that you have in front of you and submit your application. We'll let you know right away whether or not we can accept you. Come to the website and click on the tab at the very opening called Becoming a Member. All the information there and the application is there. You can call us at 717-725-2679 to ask any questions you might still have. That's 717-725-2679. Or you can send us an email at answers@toppractices.com. Answers, A-N-S-W-E-R-S, at toppractices.com, toppractices.com. This is Rem Jackson, and I am really, really glad that you took the time to listen to this content, to think about your practice, and if it looks to you like there might be a fit, let's talk soon. I'm looking forward to working with you, helping you, and even learning a few things from you. Thanks so much.
So the growth has been phenomenal.
Our first year, the growth was exponential. We have tripled our practices revenue in the last 2 years.
Since joining Top Practices, I've had astounding growth in my practice, largely because of the marketing strategies that Rem discusses and implements with us.
Top Practices has changed every facet of our practice. At the time, I had one full-time office and one part-time office, and I had one doctor working with me. The practice has grown now, and I have 10 offices and 10 doctors working with me. We are one of the largest practices in central Indiana and continue to grow.
My practice is a whole different practice.
I definitely enjoy my practice, my staff, and my life.
I invite you to join the Mastermind Group and find out how you can double, triple, or grow your practice even larger than that if that's what you want, and still get home for dinner.